and this show gets better as the game goes on. It is Ramon and Will, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors on 104.5 The Zone. What trust matters, count at All Four Seasons Garage Doors at Nashville. Professional garage door installation and repair from a locally owned and family-run business. Visit allfourseasonsgarages.com/Nashville. Will Bowling, Ramon Foster with you. Robert Walsh making the show happen this morning as we talk with Tennessee quarterback, Vol for Life, Josh Dobbs, coming up here in just a moment. Good time also, by the way, to talk with Josh Dobbs after the win for the Cleveland Browns last night on Thursday Night Football.
That's what I was going to say. Good time for who, Will?
Good time for him.
Good time for who, man?
On the other side of this rivalry now. He's been on both sides of it.
He's making it through the airport currently at this time. So we'll be waiting on this call here in a second. But look, Will, we don't have to do this. Although
no, we do. We've got to.
You're going
to
do it anyway. Look, even a broke clock is right two times a day, okay? Okay, every dog gets a bone, okay, every once in a day. There's a steak in the bottom of a trash can somewhere for somebody. Okay?
That's right.
I got a lot of these things to let you know. Look, it's okay that Cleveland won, and I'm all right with that. But look, it's on to Florida, right?
We can confirm to you that the sun did come up this morning.
The sun did come up. Between Rob putting it in his friggin' update and the fact that we got to listen to Josh here in a second lets us know that I'm not okay this morning with that one. But, hey, when you're missing players, no, that's excuse making. No, they just lost last night, okay? Nick Chubb is that good of a...
You started down that road.
Excuse make.
You were getting there.
Oh, my God.
You were getting there.
I was seeking comfort. I was seeking a whole lot of comfort right there, Will, but I am okay, though. I'm looking to see what this Vols team is going to look like this weekend. How insane have you ever been at a game like this, though?
So I think 2016 Florida for me is the craziest Tennessee game that I've been to. You know, I've traveled a lot with them and I've seen them a lot in road stadiums. And yes, I have orange tinted glasses, but yes, Neyland Stadium is, I think, the most on its day, I think, is the craziest atmosphere that I have been to in the SEC. Now, I'm going to be in the building in LSU for the first time in a couple
of
weeks.
Are you going down?
I am going down for that one.
Have they announced a time for that
also?
Not yet.
They will Monday. Yep, SEC will Monday. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. That'll be the 10th SEC stadium that I will have seen. Bracken camp's going well. That will be the 10th SEC stadium that I will see. Just to give the context of the places I've kind of been as far as Tennessee road games go.
Well, which ones have you missed then?
So I have not been to South Carolina, Arkansas, Georgia, LSU, or A&M. Or the five that I have not seen.
You haven't been to Georgia?
No.
I figured, oh, that was easy for you to go to Georgia.
I know.
South Carolina.
That's the one that I think I might go to South Carolina this year, too. Because that's drivable.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, I could go to Knoxville on a Friday night after our game.
Although, I hate that drive to...
you got to go up and down the mountains, and it's, like, narrow. And that, like, guardrail is, like, right there on the shoulder. Going up by Asheville.
Yeah.
And then you, like, stop in Asheville, get food or something, and it's cold.
Dude.
It could be 75 degrees, but in Asheville, it's 40 and rainy.
I hate that drive.
I do too, actually. That's one of my least favorite drives.
Okay.
That one, going to Lexington is my other one.
Lexington? So, you don't like that? From where?
From Knoxville.
From Knoxville?
Got to go through mountains to go that way, too.
Well, that one, I don't remember that one being that bad, though.
Oh, no, it is.
That one's that bad,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Jeez
so
Louise.
I did that. So Tennessee's first win in Rupp Arena. This was 2018.
Do you know what my brothers them call it? Corrupt Arena.
Really? No, when Tennessee won in Rupp in 2018.
Yeah.
One of my buddies and I went up there. We had an exam the next morning, by the way, at 8 a.m. Failed Jeez, it. I got a 60 on that exam. Sorry,
did
mom and dad.
Really?
I did.
Wasting money, man.
Media
Waste
law.
Money.
Yeah, not great. It's either media law or media diversity. I can't remember.
Oh, wow.
I got a 60 the next. It was one of those where you have four exams, but they drop the lowest one. And this was the first exam. I was like, okay, well, next three. I'm going to just get it from here.
I hated those type of professors, though.
The same.
That did three big tests and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
Dude, come on, man.
I don't know. I kind of liked it because then.
You could just coast.
Yeah.
I was going to say, be honest.
It wasn't a full-time job. It was a part-time
job.
Don't
lie about it, Will. Just coast.
I say that because I went up there in 2018, and we go to that game, my buddy and I, and it was a 9 p.m. tip-off.
Yeah.
9 o'clock. We have an exam at 8 the next morning. So we go up there, and That was the game where Admiral Schofield had like the breakaway dunk to like seal it at the end. One of many Lamonte Turner threes to beat Kentucky. Yeah. Kentucky fans are either really, really mean to us or really nice. There was no in between.
Yeah.
This guy shook our hand and was like, you guys deserve to see a win. You guys are good fans. Like, you guys are students. Like, he was like, hey, congrats, man. We're like, oh, hey, thanks.
Don't pat me.
And then we get on the elevator going back in the parking garage and they were like, man, you got to have a lot of nerve wearing that orange in here. I was like, well, you got a lot of nerve losing to us. So, you know, hop off real quick. Thanks. But that was the experience we really wanted because we wanted to trash talk some people.
Yeah.
But all that to say, we were driving back at like 2 a.m. and it was rainy and foggy going down the mountains, going through between Kentucky and Lexington and Knoxville. And I'm sitting there just like, I might not get there for my exam in the morning.
Dude, I'll tell you, no
sneaky bad trip to make.
I don't care about going slow. If you are behind me, I don't care if I'm in my truck or not.
Yep.
Like, when it rains, I don't play with the hydroplaning whatsoever. Slow down. My flashes are on and we're good. But you're almost psycho with the way you drive to these games, though. Like, that 2 a.m. coming back stuff. No, I'm not willing to live that long.
My buddy texted me. He's watching on 104.5 The Zone TV. He said it was a media diversity exam we had the next morning. I know for a fact I got a 60 on it.
Yeah,
100%.
Says a lot about your diversity, Will.
100%. Yeah, thank you. We're going to have Josh Dobbs joining us here in just a moment as we connect with him. Yeah, thanks, Ramon. You know,
stating the obvious here, man. It is 56 degrees here this morning.
Feels great.
Loving it. I am loving it.
Yeah, it feels great. So we're going to have Josh Dobbs, looking forward to connecting with him in just a moment, making his way back after a Cleveland Browns win on Thursday Night Football yesterday. Like we mentioned, every time I mention it, I get an extra strength migraine eye roll from Ramon Foster, who's played 11 years for the team that lost last night.
There's no need to actually go down this rabbit hole of talking about the game last night. What are we doing?
It's my job. I'm going to get a pink slip if I don't, or an orange slip. Today
you said you was gonna be better today and you're not. Okay, it's Friday and you're not acting like it.
No, I feel like I absolutely am.
No, well, this
is the one bringing me down. What are we doing? Like, football was on last night. Football's on again tonight.
For who? Who's playing tonight?
Tonight, high school football. What are we doing?
High school football. I thought you were talking about college.
No, I told you the way that I ration out my week is that there are 5 days with football on and there's 2 days without football.
This is true.
The week is Thursday through Monday, and then you get 2 days off, Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you start again.
Then you get some action on Tuesdays.
Yeah, eventually we'll have it 6 days a week. Wow. Maybe even seven.
Maybe even seven. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Maybe even seven. No, there's no Wednesday night games, though, except for bowl games.
Not until bowl games start.
But who's watching the football at like 1 p.m.?
What do you mean? Oh, you mean like the Meineke Car Care Bowl that's on at like 2 o'clock? Or the Bahamas Bowl. That's the one Bahamas that's on at like Bowl. 2.
Yeah, it is. I don't really get that one. But it's all good. Money's got to be paid out, right?
I feel like it pays to be like a 7-5, you know, Big Ten team because you get to go play like someone from the Conference USA in the Bahamas Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be tanking to go to the Bahamas Bowl. If I'm a player, we're making some business decisions, man. Like, that's better than going to Detroit, but you get a better like bowl gift.
Yeah.
Once you get there. So. No disrespect to Detroit. They just took a tough stray bullet on this radio show this morning.
Why are you crapping on Detroit, man? You're better than this, dog.
That's all right. But going to be a big one tomorrow in Neyland Stadium, of course, between Tennessee and Florida. And we are pleased to be joined on the Mark Spade Real Estate Hotline by the last Tennessee quarterback to beat the Florida Gators. Josh Dobbs is on the phone lines with us this morning. First of all, Josh, congrats on the win for your Cleveland Browns last night as I get an eye roll from Ramon Foster to my left, VFL brother. What's going on, man?
What's up? I appreciate it, man. I'm glad Ramon woke up and chose peace this morning. That was going to be petty.
Hey, there's a first time for everything, Josh, as you know.
Exactly. But no, I appreciate it, man. It was a great win. Good team win. So good to have the long weekend already on the win column.
Josh, why are you still harping on this win? Like, moving on already, man.
Move on. I mean, we're not even at Sunday yet. You got time. The weekend's still young, Ramon.
I hear you, man. Thanks for joining us this morning, man. Josh, you're coming in for a special week, for a special reason to Knoxville this weekend. What are you expecting from this team? What have you seen from them, man?
Man, I'm expecting a lot of points. I know we all been excited to see how the offense has been coming together, playing really well. Defense is playing well as well. And they had the big win at Pitt. starting off 3-0 for the first time since 2016. Got wow. Florida at home. So we know the environment's going to be electric. As we all know, we're excited to get to Knoxville. But I'm just excited to see them play, compete. They put in a lot of hard work to get ready for this stage, as we all know. So time to see them take advantage of it.
Tennessee quarterback, Tennessee legend, Josh Dobbs, with us here this morning on Ramon and Will. We talked with Bob Kessling, Josh, in the last hour about Josh Heupel kind of keeping this team low-key and relaxed going into this game. I'm curious, back in 2016, I imagine you don't have to hype up your teammates a whole lot when you're playing the Florida Gators. How much are you trying to calm the nerves a little bit on a Friday before game day and kind of keep everybody poised and relaxed going into this game?
You know, I think if I remember correctly, like Friday is really the most chillest time that you are, because it's finally the first time you're able to get away from the noise of campus, the noise of class, the noise of all your friends and teachers and everyone talking about the game as you walk around campus. You're able to get away from like the media, and you're just able to just relax and kind of just focus on the game ahead. So I know, I feel like all week, you know, Monday, you know, you hear it's Florida-Tennessee week and everyone's talking about the rivalry. And then that, I guess, excitement and that tension just builds all week. You finally have Friday, the hay's in the barn. You put in the work, the preparation. And now it's time just to really, the first time you're able to just to relax, take a breath as you get ready to enjoy the game and go out and compete. So it's been really good seeing the maturity of the team. Through the Smoky Mountain Club, we've gotten a chance to talk to a lot of the guys throughout the week. And they seem real calm and excited for the opportunity to compete on the biggest stage, but also ready to take advantage of the moment. And so that's the coolest thing to see from this team. And I'm excited to be there in person and check it out.
VFL Josh Dobbs with us here this morning on Ramon and Will. So, Josh, you caught a pass from Juwan Jennings in this Tennessee-Florida rivalry. Then you returned the favor in quite a big one in 2016, obviously, too. What do you remember the most about this rivalry in playing the Florida Gators?
Man, there's just so much to remember. I think, like, one, like, obviously the tension between the fans is really what jumps off the page, right? It's like just playing at Tennessee, you know, you walk around all year. You could be in Pigeon Forge in December shopping for Christmas gifts, and fans are coming up to you asking you, hey, you guys going to beat Florida next year? You know, like, that's the game that they have circled already, no matter what time of year it is. So, I mean, I think it's our biggest rival, and to always open up the SEC season with them, it's really a statement game. That's what I remember. And so and to see both programs obviously ranked, playing well, and for it to be a great matchup is really when college football is at its finest. So obviously we're going to come out on the winning end, but no, it's an exciting game because it won in March, the beginning of SEC play, but also the start of rivalry football. And that's what you go when you grow up in the South, you watch SEC football. Like me, you're from Atlanta, or you're from Tennessee, you're from Florida. You go to see these are games that you grow up envisioning yourself playing in and taking on that moment. And so to be a part of it and now to watch it after being a part of it, man, there's really nothing like it.
Dobbs, as far as the two people that are leading these two teams, man, Anthony Richardson from Florida, and you got Hendon Hooker, man. As somebody that's played quarterback in these series, you actually have the ball every single play, man. For you to Hendon Hooker, man, what is the most important part that you have to do as far as managing this game and trying to get that win?
It starts with just taking care of the football. I mean, at its finest. I think like in this series, like, legit, like Nealon's maximum, the team that makes a few mistakes will win. That usually always comes true in this game. And no matter what the score is, at the end of the game, it's going to be a one possession game coming down to the last 5 minutes of the game. Whichever quarterback is able to, like, in those moments where it's either a critical third down, a 2 minute drive, whatever it is, when they have the ball in their hands, one, are they making the right decision with the ball, getting the ball in the playmaker's hands, and are they taking care of the football? That's what the game will come down to. And obviously, Hendon's really done that perfect, you know, since he started playing quarterback at Tennessee. I think he's like 44 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Mm-hmm. So it's that decision-making that's really going to be defined in a game like this. And if he's able to keep that up in those key moments, that will...
Josh, I think we got a little bit of a bad connection with you. If we see if we can still get Josh on the line. Yeah, you still got us. There we go.
Still here. Yeah.
There we go. Okay.
Well, sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. Hey, we got time for one more, Josh, on the way out. I know you guys had a heck of an offense there when you were playing at Tennessee with the studs at wide receiver you had, but how jealous are you of just the system Hendon Hooker gets to play in now and just the freedoms the quarterback position has in this Tennessee offense?
Oh, man, it looks fun. It just looks like so much fun. They're playing fast. They're taking shots downfield like every other play. They get a lot of one-on-one matchups on the outside. It looks like a fun system to play in, and Greg just gets to be that dynamic playmaker that the offense runs through. And that's really what you dream about when you grow up wanting to play college football. So obviously I had a great offense that accentuated my skills and sort of my teammates' skills as well. A little different than what they're running now, as they are snapping the ball in like 9 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's really impressive to watch, especially like once you go from college to like the NFL, and then you get used to like the more methodical way of playing, where it's all right, let's use the play clock, let's change personnel, let's form get different formation shifts and motions. And then going back and watching them just line up on the ball, that's just possible play and do it effectively. Looks like a lot of fun to play in. This is my first time seeing it in person in a game, so I'm excited to check it out. Maybe steal some concepts that we can use on Sunday. See what they got going.
I love it. Great stuff. VFL, Josh Dobbs with us this morning on Ramon and Will. Josh, really appreciate the time. Absolutely. Enjoy being a fan tomorrow. And let's do it again soon.
No doubt. It's going to be weird being a fan, but I'm going to enjoy it. That's for sure. I look forward to seeing you guys in Knoxville.
No Absolutely. Doubt, Dobbs. Appreciate you, man.
There is Josh Dobbs.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
Ramona Will, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors on 104.5 The Zone. Friday edition. Appreciate VFL Josh Dobbs giving us a couple of minutes as he makes his way back home after a Thursday night football win yesterday. And we head back to the Barks Payne Real Estate Hotline as we continue with the NFL discussion, talking Titans and Raiders with Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith. Presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
We are feeling the excitement, Mike, of a big Tennessee game day. And before we talk Titans and Raiders, I know with the Tennessee connection you've got as well, it is an exciting day as all of us with any form of orange-tinted glasses try to kind of be productive today and not get too excited with Florida tomorrow.
It's a good thing for the SEC, too. SEC is a lot better when Tennessee is good. One of the historic programs throughout the country, top 10 all-time in wins, bowl games. I mean, the prestige of this program has been lost on some of the younger generation because they have not seen this team be good. And to have these kind of weekends, it really benefits everybody. It's a good thing when Tennessee, Florida means something. And it clearly does this weekend. And I think for Tennessee fans and Florida fans, it's a great thing. But I think for college football and for college football fans, this is a big development.
Absolutely is. No doubt about it. Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, with us this morning. So let's talk some Titans and Raiders on sure. Sunday at Nissan Stadium. Mike, is there a positive in kind of being forced to quickly flush Monday night's game, the quick turnaround? Titans have no choice but to quickly move on and put that one in the rear view.
They do. And that, you know, that's sort of been the focus. You know, it's a very difficult thing when you lose on Monday night, you know, a couple hours away in terms of a flight, and then you land back at your home base and you get in bed at 2:30 Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to bounce back as quickly as you can. You're trying to get everybody rested, but you know there's work to do, and you're having to make a substantial number of position changes because of the injury situation. So you're having to formulate a game plan, and you're not only forced because the game is, you know, 6 days away, but you're also forced because there are things you just absolutely have to take care of due to the fact that you now have a long injury list and a shocking 10 players on IR after 2 weeks of the regular season. That's crazy. We thought last year was crazy. This is maybe as, if not more, crazy.
And I think it's because everything is happening so soon with this team. Like, you know, what is this? Two games, three games in now at this point. And with that being said, when it gets kind of crazy like that, you got to kind of simplify. One of those simplistic methods got to be Derrick Henry getting on track this week. Right, Mike?
It does. But you know, Ramon, it really always does.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and I'm not trying to be smart alecky or anything, but I just think, I think that's who we are, and that's what we do. And when you look at the design of everything the Titans do, from the salary cap on down, from who they've drafted, from who they've added, to the quarterback is, who your receivers are, because they do like a bigger receiver who can get downfield and block, all of those things tie into the fact that you have sort of, you know, given yourself the Derrick Henry model as leading you forward. So, yeah, I mean, it has to work. If it doesn't work offensively, then the threat of it at least has to be there from the standpoint that you can get a lot of play action out of it. Now, we've seen teams slow him down at different points over the years, and then the Titans have been able to take advantage in other places. But it starts with his threat, and for him to be a legitimate threat and to open up those other things, he needs to get rolling at some point, and this would be an excellent time to do it.
Yeah.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, with us here this morning, presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Mike, talking about one of those bigger wide receivers, we talked about Treylon Burks last week taking that next step. He does that in Buffalo on Monday night. We talked about the week 3 jump Justin Jefferson made against this Titans team a couple of years ago. AJ Brown's week 4 game against Atlanta when it kind of clicked for him. Does Treylon Burks need to start becoming the vertical threat just to push those safeties back a little bit and help out Derrick Henry in this running game on Sunday?
Well, if you watch the tape from Monday night, he was.
Right.
He was open on some deep balls, and they didn't have time to get him the football.
Yep.
And so it's there. I think that part of his game is there. I think it's a matter of executing the particular opportunities and, you know, putting yourself in a position where you could take advantage of what he can do. This kid's doing a nice job. He really is doing a nice job for this ball club right now, doing everything they're asking him to do, getting in traffic, catching the football, blocking, playing special teams. The narrative on him has flipped 180 degrees from June and July.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing for this ball club, because I think the young man's going to end up being a star before it's done.
Mike, there's one side of the ball we really don't give a whole lot of air to, and that's the special teams. I know with this summer we did a little bit, but how important is it for that group to play their role and play it well this weekend coming up?
Well, you can't turn the ball over,
right?
And you can't get penalties, and your kicker and your punter are being challenged because the other two guys. I mean, Daniel Carlson, the place kicker for the Raiders, has made 28 straight kicks, and the punter AJ Cole went to the Pro Bowl last year, and he has a leg like Stonehouse. They also have very good coverage units, so the big thing here is don't lose the game in that area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they can match them. If they can match them punt for punt and kick for kick and play coverage and play mistake free, I think that would be a huge lift. You know, the penalties. Amy Wells pointed out on the OTP the other day, and I thought it was a great point, but just how much the penalties are killing a team right now that's not playing very well. Every penalty almost counts double. It's the same thing with a mistake in special teams. Everything like that counts double right now. If you could just limit those things, I think it's a big lift.
Go ahead.
You got it.
I was going to say, Taylor's out, at least we know for this week, man. With Daly, you know, getting the opportunity to prepare. How are you viewing this matchup for him? Max Crosby and Chandler Jones coming in, and they hadn't had a great start of their season either. But 2-0-2 teams with guys that got, you know, records behind them. It's a little bit of a challenge, Mike.
Sure. I mean, for Daly to have to come in after one play, that was a very tough situation. You know, for him, if you're a backup, you know you're going to – and he came in for a couple of plays in the season opener, and, you know, the world didn't end. But, that was the situation Monday night in Buffalo in a very tough environment to have to come into the game after one play. I would certainly feel like he will be more prepared Sunday and that the Titans have helped him with some things that they have seen and some things that they were able to scout in order to help him. They traded for him for a reason. You know, he's a guy who can play, has started, understands it. That was a tough spot. And hopefully he will be able to show better with some preparation on Sunday. I think he will.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, with us here this morning, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Talking about the Raiders on offense, Darren Waller is one of the biggest matchup problems for any defense at the tight end position. Mm-hmm. And Dane Cruikshank, your tight end stopper from a year ago, is no longer here. In a banged-up Titans secondary, who do you see as an important piece defensively in matching up with him?
You know, it's a great question, Will, because that's what we thought A.J. Moore might be. And he's on IR. Elijah Molden is, is a physical nickel, and he's not here.
Yeah.
So he's on IR. And then your other nickel, Ugo Amadi, who is a physical guy, he hasn't practiced all week. So you're gonna have to scheme up something. But I mean, it's. It's one of the difficulties they have right now with the mix and match in the secondary, because it's not as easy to find that guy who can go in and play in that position because of not only the requirements of covering somebody and the different things that you do with a blitz package or whatever, but from a technical standpoint, it's easier for Roger McCreary to go play the outside because he's always done that. And he knows what the job is, and he knows what the terminology is, and he understands the schemes out there. This is an area where the Titans are going to be challenged, one would think, on the inside. And you're figuring it's kind of all hands on deck in how you do it. And you're going to look to the coaches, you're going to look to the players, you're going to look to everybody to try to make something happen. I don't have a good answer for you. And, I would assume that the Titans will have answers undoubtedly because that's what they do for a living. But when you look at the personnel they've lost at that particular spot playing on the inside, I mean, it's just, ooh.
Yeah,
absolutely. No doubt about it. Going to be a good matchup. Big one in Nissan Stadium on Sunday. Titans countdown beginning at 11 a.m. The lead company countdown to kickoff is at 9. Always good to catch up with you, Mike. Have a good call, and we will do it again next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. There is Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Need great health care coverage at an affordable price? Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've been protecting Tennesseans since 1947. 615-737-1045 is the number if you want to jump in this morning. I want to react to a couple of things that he said, Ramon, about the deep shots to Treylon Burks and the offensive line's role in that for Ryan Tannehill and this Titans offense on Sunday. We'll do that coming up next. It's Ramona Will, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors on 104.5 The Zone. It's Ramona Will, powered by All Four Seasons on 104.5 The Zone. This is the music with which our city was built on right here.
Your
little
city.
Swiper boy. Will Bowling and Bo Foster with you. Ramona Will, powered by All Four Seasons on 104.5 The Zone. Yeah, there's a couple of Butch Jones shout outs in here, but we don't want it. We're all right.
Butch probably still has it on his playlist today.
Ronaldo Woolridge, many will remember him as a Tennessee basketball player back in the day. Swiper boy.
Swiper boy.
Did you know him at all at UT?
I did know him at UT.
California kid.
Yeah, real laid back. You hear it in his voice, man. 100%.
He's got that song. Like, boy. I know he makes like Jalen Hurd and like Butch Jones shout outs in that song. I listen to it before every big Tennessee game. That is the song that gets me irrationally hyped for games right there.
No doubt about
Football,
it.
Football 2016. He needs to make a new one.
You actually introduced that to me, and I was just like, I never had actually listened to it. I'm pretty sure I heard listened to it. Will.
When I heard the auto-tuned Rocky Town at the top, I was like, man, Rocky Town.
Will likes that type of stuff, though, too, man.
Dude, that song is hype. I will not stand for any slander of Swiper Boy.
Will.
That was the era of Tennessee basketball I grew up in, too. Just loving it, man.
Of course, man.
After Ron Slave.
Well, you passed that CD to me this weekend. I'm tossing it out the window.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks. Well, you didn't hit up your boy Swiper Boy then. I know Slay could probably text him right now and said, hey, man, you got to drop a new track for us about Tennessee football.
He can do a live
Do a freestyle?
Version. He can be in here cutting
Only freestyle we're getting is from Andy, man.
Rocky time.
Rocky time.
You'll get that on social media.
I'm serious.
Media.
I don't even. It's not that I ironically like that song. Like, I love that song.
Yeah.
I really
I'm with you. Okay. I know you do. I heard you playing it, too.
All right, good. 615-737-1045 this morning. Good conversation with Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, talking about, I think it's the biggest issue the Titans have tomorrow is stopping Darren Waller. Because I don't know who the tight end stopper on this defense is. But I think the most interesting thing that he tells us is that Treylon Burks had some opportunities in the deep passing game on Monday against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it comes down to now, Ramon, is even if it is a 50-50 or I'll even say a 40-60 ball for Treylon Burks, you have to keep the defense honest and start to give them the opportunity to just respect something besides the run game on Sunday at Nissan Stadium.
No, we were in here talking about this earlier with our very own Rhett Bryant. About how, you know, sometimes you go for those like deep passes to win, you know, to keep the defense winning, keep them honest, keep them on their toes. Like, look, I'll take the top off of this defense from you right now. Okay. If we look at the game plan last night, that Stefanski had with the Browns, a few plays they had go deep to Cooper. You go deep to Amari Cooper, go to him. And next thing you know, that softens up the middle of the field. They started going to Njoku. I was just like, well, if you want to put together a game plan for a backup quarterback while your franchise guy's out, or you're a little bit less than you like to be right now, that's what you do. You challenge guys that you know they have weak spots. I look at that, at the Titans with this Raiders defense. I'm saying, okay, get the ball out. What do we have to do? You got to do those things with the Titans as far as keeping that defense, because you know for sure, backup left tackle. You got a rookie at right tackle. If that ball's not coming that quick and you playing over the middle or going deep to keep them honest with Treylon, then you really are being neglectful as heck right now.
104.5 The Zone TV telling me, I think I accidentally said the Titans play tomorrow. Obviously, no one thinks the Titans actually play tomorrow, and I know that as well. I think it's interesting because you have to find the right balance between quickly getting the ball out of Ryan Tannehill's hands against Max Crosby and Chandler Jones, who feasted the last time he was at Nissan Stadium.
Yes, he did.
It's important to find that balance. I don't think these plays can be run after catch either, because I think the Raiders will know that the only opportunity the Titans have shown for X plays in the passing game so far is putting the ball in Ryan Tannehill or putting the ball in Treylon Burks' hands in front of the sticks, like he did on that 3rd and 16 on Monday. And he makes some guys miss, gets outside the numbers, and gets the first down on a 17-yard gain. I mean, those strike plays over the middle that they've run to A.J. Brown and Treylon Burks, people are more apt to stop that when you're playing football in a phone booth and the safeties are 8 yards past the line.
Exactly, man. He's capable. But it's a matter of, like I said, we've seen a bunch of this fan base go at Todd Downing about what they think he should be doing. And I'll say this. If he go do his thing, understand, okay, I do have weapons. I am one of those types of guys that if you listen to the crowd, then you're wrong. The times I've coached in Little League football, Will, and I've listened to the parents, my kid deserves a ball, and this kid should be playing quarterback. Whenever I put the keys into their hand to let them drive the ship, it went wrong. Todd Downing's got to play his game, understand what his personnel is, and go about it in that fashion, man. Like, he can't listen to us. He can't feel the pressure of the crowd.
Sure.
You got playmakers. You got Derek. You got an offensive line, honestly, last week, that actually did well without Taylor.
Yeah, they're
like,
fine.
Let's be real about
that. Gave up a lot of pressures, but ultimately, there was not that disaster play where Von Miller got to the quarterback and you force a fumble. Now, it helped force the interception in the second half. The second one for Ryan Tannehill, but no, I agree. I think it could have been a lot worse.
It could have been
with a backup left tackle in on play number two.
He can't listen to us. Look at your personnel. Robert Woods has. Yeah,
you should
plays.
Listen to us, but if you're Dennis Daly, don't listen to him.
Exactly. Oh no. You mean if you're Todd Downing, don't listen.
Well, him too. Well, if you're on the Titans offense, maybe just
do your
find
thing.
A podcast.
Like make it simple as ever. Get the ball in your playmaker's hand. Keep that defense honest and find ways to protect. Dennis Daly off to the left side, man. I this could go well for them this weekend.
Coming up in hour number four, we talk with former Titan, former Gator, Ben Troop. Get his thoughts on the Florida perspective, not only in this game, but just the Florida mentality going into this rivalry game with the success the Gators have had over the Vols over the last 17 meetings, winning 16 of those. Plus, Ramon Foster's Friday Five when we come back. Mm-hmm. The five biggest games not in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend that he is paying attention to in the National Football League. Four's up, ladies and gentlemen. Fourth quarter of the show. Fourth quarter of the week on Ramon and Will when we come back.